Just under 1,500 people live in Montague, half an hour south of the Oregon border, where the highs this time of year hover in the mid-90s. A sign advertises buffalo meat for sale outside the old butcher shop, run by the family of Douglas Hamblin.
When there's not a water crisis, we do our laundry for the shop here.
But this year, Montague's water supply is in full crisis mode. The city is fining people who use too much each month. Parched lawns have become an even more common sight than the deer that amble through town.
It's kind of a bummer. You know, you have a six-month-old son. You want to have a little bit of yard, you know. So you look like a jerk if you're going, okay, well, if I go over the 5,000-gallon limit, you know, I'll just pay for it.
Hamblin says that attitude is frowned upon in the close-knit community amid the ugly prospect of having to truck in all of its water. That would mean a dawn-till-dusk convoy of tank trucks, two every hour, and cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. Montague depends on water from Lake Shastina, some 20 miles south. The lake sits practically in the shadow of the normally snowy peaks of Mount Shasta, and it depends on that snowmelt to refill it. But this past winter, the snowpack was by all accounts pitiful.
I think I see two little spots of snow about a square foot each.
Chris Tyhurst has been Montague's water manager for nearly four decades.
I'm either too stupid to leave or I like it too much, one of the two.
The faraway Lake Shastina is scarcely a lake at all right now, and water has been allowed to flow from there to Montague only once every few weeks. It takes a zigzag course through miles of unlined canal, and tens of millions of gallons are lost along the way. All but about 10% evaporates or soaks into the thirsty earth. For weeks, machines have been at work, carving a trench for a more efficient pipeline, essentially a straw sticking into the much closer Shasta River. In all, the project is costing more than $1 million drought emergency dollars from the State Water Board. But Tyhurst says it's been almost too hot to do work on the pipeline.
I think the specs call for 70 degrees, no more than 70 degrees.
The pipe expands in the hot weather, but has to cool down to be buried.
I don't know what it was last night, maybe 68, 65. So it didn't get very cool. 100 degrees during the day, you just cook out here. There are no trees.
Tyhurst says the town would have gone dry weeks ago had residents not drastically throttled back water use. Thanks to all the scorched lawns and unwashed cars, Montague is getting by on a third the amount it normally would this time of year. And Tyhurst says he'll try anything to buy just a little more time. Using a flour sifter on the end of a long pole, he sprinkles a white powder along the edge of the town's farm pond-sized reservoir.
It's like you sound when you sift flour in your kitchen for making a cake.
Except it's on the end of a 10-foot pole. The powder is a product called Water Saver. It dissolves and quickly spreads across the surface, forming what's called a monolayer, meant to slow evaporation. Tyhurst isn't sure exactly how much good it does, but given the dire situation in Montague, he says, why not? And so far, no one's complained. But Tyhurst hasn't been bragging.
We didn't really broadcast that we were starting to use it. We generally don't with any of our treatment stuff.
The treatment, says Water Saver Vice President David Verley, is mostly lime, which systems often use for water treatment.
The other 10% of our formula is extract of palm oil, and it's food grade, so very much what you would use in your kitchen.
Monolayers aren't new, Verley says, but desperation to save water has boosted demand this summer in places like Texas as well as Montague. There is one amenity town officials managed to preserve. Last year, they never drained the town's swimming pool, and now it's something of an oasis. Danielle Locricchio manages the small pool, mobbed each day by dozens, particularly kids who, in better years, might be frolicking through sprinklers at home.
This past Friday, we had a free day where we did max out. We got close to 200 people.
What this place will look like next year is anyone's guess. I'm Daniel Potter in Siskiyou County.